Kendrick Lamar said it best. He told us to sit down and be humble. I reflect on that song all the time. It's actually one of my favorite songs by Kendrick Lamar. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar anyway. But the one thing that he was trying to get us to understand is that instead of having an ego, we need to be humble for everything that has been given to us, everything that God has done for us. And so on today's episode, we're going to talk about being humble, having peace, and I'm also going to show you how to learn how to love others as well as yourself. This is Adjust Your Crown. To Adjust Your Crown. I am your host, Nick Austin, and this morning we're going to talk about being humble. But first, I want to let y'all know that I am working on my website. My website should be up and running by October the 1st. My life coaching program will be running as of October the 1st. So if you know of anyone that is going through, having fear within themselves, and the fear that I'm talking about is more so like you feel like you're not good enough, whether you're on your job or you're in your home, you feel like you want to do these things but you have so much fear pinned up in you that you really can't see your way through. I am here to let you know that you can do all things as long as you do them. And well, let me say it like this: you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes. So my main thing is working with women. I'm not leaving out my men right now. I'm just working with the women because we as women, we go through so much because we have so many hats and we wear so many hats. And I just want to be able to reach out to women. I don't want to be like anybody else. Let's make that clear. Each one of us life coaches, we all different and we all come at people differently. Some people still, they have the same agenda. Then you have others who do things a little bit different. I am one of the ones that will do things a little bit different. I'm going to give it to you real. I'm going to give it to you raw. And either you take it or you don't. It's up to you. I can't force you to take in nothing that I give to you. So my main thing is to make sure that I can help you transform from having fear to having faith, having peace within yourself, and living a life of happiness. Now, let me put the disclaimer out there. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a licensed therapist. I am simply a certified life coach. Okay, now that we get that out the way. So yes, if you are listening this morning, thank you so much for tuning in. I could be heard on Anchor as well as Spotify and Apple iTunes. So make sure that you tune in every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock and hear, great things that is coming from the heart. All right, so let's talk about being humble. One thing that we know is that God is close to the brokenhearted, right? And he draws to the humble spirits, but he is against those who show pride and boast about it. Now, we always tell people, I'm not perfect. Yet we turn around and sit there and judge people anyway. So my thing is, how can you tell me that you are not perfect, but then you turn around and judge me because I do something that is out of order, or I don't do what it is that you want me to do? How is that possible? Nigga, please, ain't nobody trying to hear that. So, my thing is, all of us have sinned. But what makes God loves us so much is when we know that we did wrong. We understand what we have done. And then we come back to him in order to get the glory, because all he wants us to do at the end is to come to him. So that's like one of the main things. Now, if you look in the word, there's a couple of people that showed humility. David, he was one of them. If you read the word, he loved God with all of his heart and everything. And he was so, he was perfect. But he was perfect because he always humbled himself to confess his sins, and he begged for God's mercy. That's one of the things that I had to learn how to do, and you have to learn how to do as well if you don't already do so. I know that during my during my spiritual transformation, I've had to learn how to pray. I mean, I already knew how, but I had to learn how to do fervent prayers, intercessory prayers. I had to learn different type of prayer methods. And one of the things that I had to learn was that, God literally loves people who come to him. And that should be for all of us. Some of us have this mindset, oh, God doesn't love me. Actually, you're wrong. God loves everyone. He loves everyone. And you have to understand that he loves everyone. Jesus, we all know Jesus was, humble. He was the epitome of humility. He humbled himself to the extent of dying on a cross. I don't know how humble that can be, but that is humble, and he never once complained. He never complained about what it is that God wanted him to do. He did this for our sake in the obedience of his Father's will. He didn't fight for his equality like how we do now, how we've been doing for the last 400 years. I'm talking about my African-American community. How we've been doing for the last 100 years, how everybody else has been doing it since, the Holocaust and all of these other different events that has taken place throughout history. He didn't fight for his equality. He didn't fight for his position. He didn't fight for his rights. He willingly, almost voluntarily laid down his life for us. Can you honestly say you can lay down your life for someone in your life? I know I can lay down my life for my children. I can lay down my life for my mother. I can lay down my life for my husband. But can you lay down your life for anybody? Just think of one person that you can lay down your life for. Can you even lay down your life for God, for real? Because I'm at that point. We all have to be at that point to lay down our lives for God. Can you think of anybody that you can lay down your life for? And let's talk about Moses. Moses was another one. He was pretty imperfect, but he was humble to God. God used Moses to deliver a whole entire nation from slavery. He surely did. And Moses felt like God would never forgive him because of the life that he lived. Because he was under, he lived with Pharaoh. Yet God heard him. He heard his prayer. And he healed him to become a servant for him. So that's one of the things that I love about, just a few of the people mentioned in the Bible that I love about their humility, their humble spirit. More of us today, we need to have that humble spirit. And majority of us don't. We say we do. But do you really have a humble spirit? No. Because I can admit, at one point, I didn't have a humble spirit. And I'm being honest. I'm being real transparent. I didn't have a humble spirit back in the day. I had this theory that it was all about me. No matter what happened, it was all about me. What made me more humble was when I gave birth to my son. And I realized, it took me a while to even realize that it was all about him. The day that he came into this world, on August the 7th, it was all about him. It was no longer about me. That's when I became humble. And I'm still humble to this day. So there's three different types of, of humility that we need to learn and we need to practice. One, that we need to accept that we are all sinners before God and we need to return to him. That's the first and foremost, okay? Number two, we need to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves to forgive other people. Even when we have been wrong. Yeah, may be your fault that you have done what you did, or it may not be your fault that you have done what you did. But to become the bigger person, humble yourself and forgive that person. And number three, despite our past, despite our wrongdoings, we need to humble ourselves to God and return to him. Because at the end of the day, He is going to hear us and he will heal us. He will definitely do that. So, you know, that's my thing about being humble. Even with the people that I encounter on a daily basis, I still be humble to them. Even when people don't speak, if I say good morning to them and they don't speak, you know, it's just being humble. And there's nothing wrong with that. When we become humble and show humility, then people will realize that we have a God, that we have a godly spirit within us. And that's, at the end of the day, where we all need to be. I'm not trying to tell you how, I'm not trying to dictate and tell you this is what you must do. I'm just giving you insight from my heart that this is what we should do. Now it's up to you whether or not you take the advice. I just put it out there for you. So just a little word of being humble. But let's go on and go to our commercial break. And I will be back and talking about having peace. And we're back. So to those who are just tuning in, thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to Adjust Your Crown. I am your host, Meek Austin. Come on in. Come on in and get your listening on. And again, you can tune in on every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. And you can listen to the podcast on Spotify as well as on Apple iTunes. And if you are a member of the Anchor community, you will definitely get to hear the first dibs of the podcast with all the music and everything that is in all of my episodes and everything. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. So I happened to look at the calendar, and today is September the 21st. Okay. Today is International Day of Prayer. No, excuse me, International Day of Peace. I get that so confused. But today is International Day of Peace. And so my husband was like, today is International Day of Peace. What is that? I said, well, in my head, International Day of Peace would be a day of peace, a day of being happy, a day of just being humble. So I said, you know what? We need to talk about having some peace in our lives. We go through so much as human beings. Kids piss us off when they don't do what we tell them to do. Boss man gets up under our skin when he doesn't appreciate what it is that we do. Family nags you to death because you don't do what they tell you to do. And then you got friends who don't want to hear anything that you say. They figure that they know more than you. And they like to dictate and say, you know, and tell you what to do and everything. We as women wear so many hats. And the main thing that we have to understand is that we have to take time out for some peace for ourselves. And we don't get peace. And truth be told, I have peace every day. I work from home. My peace is when my husband and my children leave and go to school. That is literally my peace. I sit in my silence, talk to God, listen to my music. Very rare I turn on the TV, but for the most part, I have peace. Sometimes I have nagging customers. Sometimes I don't. I do appreciate my customers. I do appreciate them. But for the most part, I have peace. And peace can be so much as just walking out your front door, taking a stroll down the street, walking into a store and just walking around the store. You ain't got to buy nothing just to gain that little peace. You can even go out by yourself and sit down and eat. I know that is a struggle for some of y'all, but there's nothing wrong with there's nothing wrong with riding solo. Let me say that. There's nothing wrong with riding solo. And one of my daily affirmations I always tell myself is that no matter what is going on in my life, I will always have peace within myself. Write that down as a daily affirmation. No matter what's going on in my life, I will always have peace within myself. We have to. Stress is like one of the number one killers right now. And there's no way in the world. I tell my husband this all the time and my kids. I'm not going to allow you or y'all to take me up out of here. The only person that can take me out of here is God. But I'm not going to allow y'all to stress me out. I'm not going to allow no one to stress me out, because I don't deserve that. You don't deserve it either. You know, if you're in a family where everybody is looking at you to do this, to do that, you know, we always calling on you. You have to learn how to have peace within yourself. You can't keep running yourself rugged. You can't keep running yourself ragged either. You have to have peace. There's nothing wrong with having peace, you know? And let's talk about peace. What is it? What is peace? And let's be honest. What does peace really mean? Peace is when everything is quiet. There is no sound. Peace is when arguments have found a solution. A lot of us that are married, if you argue every day, excuse me, with your significant other, with your spouse, but that argument continues to the next day, it continues to the next day, how the hell do you have peace? You don't. There's no peace in your home. Just like Shirley Caesar said in her song, there's no peace in your home and there's no peace on your job. Why? Because we allow the stress to build up. We allow ourselves to constantly keep worrying about what other people think, or worrying about this situation, or worrying about how this bill gonna be paid, and worrying about how am I gonna put gas in the car, worrying about how we gonna feed our kids. I get that. That's why my husband does the worrying and I do the praying. So, and that works, because I have had to sit down with my husband. I've had to sit down by myself and say to myself, with God, you know, intercession, that there is nothing wrong. We just have to give it to you. And in these trying times, we are living in the last days. We have to learn how to give our situations to God and let Him worry about it. Let Him stress it out. We need to just put it down at the altar, walk away from it. We have this tendency, you know, today's society, we have this tendency that instead of putting it out there for God to let Him deal with it and walk away, we want to put it down, let God do it, but we want to pick it back up and carry the torch. We can't do that. Like I tell my husband all the time, how can you pray and ask God to help you in this situation if you're going to pick up and do His job? You can't do His job and then expect for Him to answer your prayer. It doesn't work. Give yourself the peace by allowing God to deal with it. And when He answers your prayer, it's going to be on time. It's going to be at the right time when you needed it to be. And it's going to work out in your favor no matter what. So, let's relate it to the Bible. Bible says that peace is understood as genuine love towards others. Yeah, here's another thing. Majority of the world don't love each other. You know why we don't love each other? Because we don't love ourselves. And we need to get back to doing that. We need to get back to learning how to love ourselves, so that way we know how to love other people. But in the Word, it says to learn, you know, love other people, and then you love yourself. But you have to learn how to love yourself in order for you to love other people. Even when they say you have done wrong, you still show love to them. You still have to show love to them. When we are called to pursue peace, that doesn't mean avoidance or absence. See, some people think when you get in an argument with them and you don't feel like dealing with that BS, they think you're trying to dodge them. They think that you don't want to be bothered. They call you every name in the book. They'll call you a coward. They'll call you a punk. And all the other words that I won't mention, y'all know what they are. But that ain't it. That is not it. Even during my time, I wasn't avoiding people. I wasn't trying to be absent. I was trying to gain my peace. When I gained my peace, that means I was trying to bring wholeness through loving words and the deeds I was doing. And that's basically what that means when we are called to pursue peace. It means to bring wholeness through our loving words and deeds. And that's exactly what I thought I was doing, you know. But it's okay, because no matter what, God gets the glory in the end. So, for International Day of Peace, I want to challenge you. Go out and make peace with someone. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you care about them. Hell, go out and buy something and just give it to somebody. You ain't got to explain why you did it. You're doing it because you have peace within yourself. We will be back in a brief moment. And welcome back. Thank you so much for just sticking it out with me today. For those who are just tuning in, welcome to Adjust Your Crown. I am your host, Neek Austin. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify as well as Apple iTunes. And if you are familiar with Anchor or you are a member of the Anchor community, you can listen to my podcast there and just type in Adjust Your Crown. I am the little one with the crown on my head. So, let's get into it. Let's talk about love. And I'm not talking about love in relationships. I'm talking about loving people. Let's talk about how to love others and love yourself at the same time. Sounds hard. It is. I am a witness. But you can do it because I did it. So you have to know. God loves us. We love him. Love is central to God's nature because God is love. It says that, you know, in 1 John 4:8. Everything that God has done, will done, has been done, is done, is motivated by his love for us. There is no greater love than God's love, in that he laid down his life for the forgiveness of our sins. And we're talking about Jesus now. He loved us while we were still sinners. He loved us when we were lost. He loved us following the dictates of our heart. He loved us when we're unrepentant and wayward. But there's nothing that can separate us from this amazing love that God has towards us. Absolutely nothing. So, you know, Jesus said it best in John 13:34-35. It says, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. We are able to love others because of the love we receive from him. Now, here's the problem. Some of us can't even do that. Some of us have beef with people. It could be one person or a whole multitude of people. Majority of the time, that beef, you don't even know why it happened. You don't know. You don't remember how it happened. And you just can't seem to open up your heart to forgive that person or persons for the fact that you feel like you're being a coward or you're cowering down. No, you're not cowering. You're actually being the bigger person. I wish a lot of people knew this. You're being a bigger person when you tell someone that you love them, or you show them that you love them, or you show them by forgiveness, because God shows us his love when we repent. And if God shows us his love when we repent, then I'm sure if we do our parts and find those people that we got beef with and actually tell them, hey, man, or hey, I love you, and I'm sorry. The majority of the time, that's all people want to hear is I'm sorry. Even if you didn't do nothing wrong, say I'm sorry. What more can you do? And even after you do that, and they still won't accept it, then hey, Bible says that you have done everything that you have done. There's no more that you can do. God takes it from there. And that's what we have to leave it at. This culture, this generation that we're living in, the world as a whole, this world has taken love to a whole new level. It has four little letters, and it's called lust. Was I a fool in lust? For so many years before I met my husband, I was a fool in lust. And I know the majority of y'all, hell, should be all of y'all, were a fool in lust. Some of y'all are still a fool in lust. I'm just going to put it out there and tell you like it is. Some of y'all are still a fool in lust. Y'all ain't figured it out yet, but I am here to help you figure this all out, okay? People think that it is okay to love yourself in a selfish manner without loving others in the midst. I don't know where we get this from. I don't even know how our minds can fathom the thought. Personally, I know I love everybody. And I can honestly say, not everybody loves me, and that's okay, because as long as I have God's love, none of y'all niggas really matter. So, I'm just saying. I feel that my love is willing to be shared amongst the masses. But that's me. You may not feel like that. Some of y'all can't even love y'all's own siblings. Some of y'all can't even love your own parents. Some of y'all hate y'all parents. And your parents hate you. To me, that's a darn shame. I remember when I was young and I disrespected my mother a lot. And I don't remember telling her that I don't love her. I remember telling her I hate her, but I don't remember. Yeah, well, I think that's about as close as it can get. I told my mother I hate her, but I apologized after that because I didn't mean it. I said it out of anger. And that's the main thing. We, even though we say things, and yes, it hurts, sometimes saying one little thing can cause years of unforgiveness. It can cause years of pain. It can cause years of hurt. And all people, like I said, majority of people, all they want to hear is, I'm sorry. But what do you do even when you say you're sorry and they still don't forgive you? Then there's nothing else that you can do. You've made peace with God. God said, I'll take it from here. Let him do his job. You done yours. Sometimes you have to walk away when you have done everything that you could do. And it's okay to walk away. Because in the end, we have to realize that these same people, even family members, who claim that they don't need you, who claim that they don't love you, who don't even want to be seen with you, they're going to need you later on. That's how it works. And that's how it will continue to work, whether people want to believe it or not. You know, it's time for us who have tasted and experienced God's love to reflect that light to the world and give it the right understanding that people may see us and know Christ. We all have a light that is full of love that illuminates inside of us. We should be willing to help illuminate other people's lights within them. That's one of the reasons why I decided to become a life coach. I realized that there's a lot of people I reach to, and a lot of people that don't even, that won't acknowledge it by saying that I reach out to them, but they're listening in the shadows. My thing is stay in the shadows. Keep them in the shadows. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all got some people that watch y'all on social media, but they won't say anything. Stay in the shadows. Keep watching what I'm going to do. And they need to do the same thing. You tell them, keep watching what you're going to do. Because the time, when it's time for you to reveal your light, it's going to be so bright, they're going to have to put the shades on. It's just like that song, I wear my sunglasses at night. That's exactly what it's going to be like. How long are we going to be bitter towards each other? How long are we going to have anger and malice, envy, jealousy within our hearts? It seems like people rather stay angry and refuse to forgive than anything else. And that's a darn shame. Life is entirely too short to sit here and be mad with someone for the rest of your life. The rest of your life may be in the next minute. The rest of your life may be 24 hours. The rest of your life may be next week. Nobody is promised to continue to keep living. Some of, you know, this young generation, they got this mindset that, you know, I'm invincible. No, you ain't. Who told you that? It surely won't the God that I serve. Even the millennials, and I'm a millennial, we have this mindset that we know we're going to be here doing all of these things that we plan to do. People are leaving this world left and right. And some of the people that I knew, that I grew up with, that I graduated with, are now gone. And it is hard to believe, it is hard to feel, but they are gone. And we talk about people, my classmates, I lost in when they were in their 20s and in their 30s. They are now gone. It's just a little bit of us left. And I'm in the class of 2002. People are leaving this world. You don't want to live with the regret that you never told that person that I'm sorry. I love you. I will always be there for you. You don't want to live with that regret. That's one of the worst things that I can say that you want to live with inside of your heart, because your heart is so hard for it that you don't have the guts, that your pride is in the way, that you allow your ego to get the best of you. I'm telling y'all now, people. Straighten up and fly right. Y'all may not want to hear what I have to say, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Straighten up and fly right. Do the right thing. Love one another. Because I love everybody. And I went through the same thing. I took hit after hit, even when I did nothing wrong. But I have learned how to forgive myself for allowing it to happen. And I have learned how to forgive them for blaming me for it. And even though some of them don't want to forgive, I'm okay with it, because I did my part. Now we have to allow God to do his part. Pray for your people. Pray for them to have love in their hearts. Pray for them to even forgive you. Everything will work out in God's favor and on his timing. I believe that every day. So another daily affirmation. Love when there is no love. I'm going to say it again. Love when there is no love. We'll be right back with Words of Wisdom. And welcome back. Thank y'all so much for sticking with me. For those who are just coming in to the end of my episode, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Welcome to Adjust Your Crown. I am your host, Nick Austin. So I just want to leave y'all with a little affirmation. And I want y'all to learn love even when there is no love. I want y'all to stay woke, sit down, be humble, have peace, and learn how to love others as well as loving yourself. That's all the time that we have for today. Tune in on next Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning, where I will talk about flawsome, not flawless. I know that just like threw y'all for a loop. Flawsome. What kind of word is that? It's a word. It's a word. Look it up. It's a word. Matter of fact, I think it's the generation's word. It's a word. Okay. Flawsome, not flawless. I want y'all to learn how to embrace y'all flaws. And I want y'all to understand that your flaws are a part of your life story. Thank you so much for being here with us on this morning. Again, tune in next Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. You can catch Adjust Your Crown every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. You can listen to Adjust Your Crown on Spotify as well as Apple iTunes. If you are a part of the Anchor community, you can listen to the podcast right there on Anchor. If you want to follow me on social media, please be my guest and follow me on social media, because I give out great, great, juicy stuff. Follow me on social media at facebook.com/ Neek Austin Speaks. Excuse me. Neek Austin Speaks. That's NIKAUSTINSPEAKS. That is the same username for Instagram as well as Pinterest and on Twitter. Very soon, hopefully, I will begin going back to my live broadcasts on Facebook Live as well as on YouTube, and you will be able to see me live and in person, basically talking about, you know, different things, different daily affirmations, and maybe you might see me actually do this podcast live. We don't know. We'll see what God has in store for me. But again, thank y'all so much for tuning in on this Saturday morning. Remember, readjust your crown and get your day started. Y'all be blessed. Peace.